It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's freezing. Freezing.
That's right, it's cold out there, right around freezing in places, and we've had some snow flurries today, but probably nothing that's going to stick around for long. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the amazing rebound in our snowpack all along the West Coast, and how a powerful jet stream this week pushed an airplane to over 800 miles an hour. First, though, let's hear the forecast. Cliff, what is going on with our lowland snow?
There's a lot going on. A weather system is now approaching the coast. The rain will move inland by probably 10, 11 o'clock this morning. I think the temperatures are going to be too warm this morning for snow getting down to sea level. You could see a few wet flakes sprinkled in there, but no accumulations below 500 feet. But if you go higher in elevation, certainly above 1,000 feet, there'll be snow today. The mountains are going to get at least 6 inches, maybe more, so good snow in the mountains. And so that's today. But then as the system moves through, the atmosphere starts cooling down, and it will become cold enough to snow down to relatively low levels, very close to sea level. So I think late today and then on Saturday, there's going to be some snow showers. There could be some rain showers down near sea level. But I think it will be quite possible for some people to get a half an inch or an inch of snow, especially away from Puget Sound. Maybe 5-6 miles inland, I think there could be some light snow. It's not going to be 5 inches, but there certainly could be a half an inch. And that's going to be on Saturday. Sunday morning probably will be relatively dry. And then we get into the real action. An upper-level trough will be approaching, and that is going to bring much cooler air into the region, especially into British Columbia and then into Western Washington. And then it will also bring upward motion. It'll bring some snow. I think that there's a significant chance of us getting a few inches sometime between middle of Sunday into Monday morning. That's really quite possible. Maybe near the sound, it'll be mixed with rain, so it won't be so bad. But the models are going for some light snow later on Sunday into Monday. And looking beyond that, getting into Monday morning, afternoon, some of the models are going as much as 3 or 4 inches. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, we have to watch this very carefully. I can't say enough that there is uncertainty, a lot of uncertainty. And the temperatures are still marginal because we're getting into late February and the air is not super cold. But I think snow is a real possibility.
So we're having a really cold February, and not just here. I read that it snowed in downtown LA yesterday, the first time since 1962.
That's right. You know, we've had extremely cold air moving into the southwest United States. So LA, especially higher elevations around LA, have gotten snow. The snow spread into even modest elevations in Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona got snow. Flagstaff got a record amount of snow. So this is an unusual situation, and it's all associated with this very deep upper-level trough that is bringing cold air down into the southwest.
And it's helping to refill the snowpack all up and down the coast.
That's right. I mean, the last month has been extraordinary. California has been inundated with rain at the lower elevations and lots of snow. I mean, February will be a record snowfall for many ski areas in California. So they've gotten loads of snow. If you look in the Sierra Nevada, some places are now 150, 200% of normal snowpack, and the reservoirs have filled considerably. So that's very good. And then moving north, the snowpack now in the northwest is virtually all near normal. A month ago, Oregon was way below normal, but now they're very close to normal. And with the snow that we're going to get during the next few days, I mean, all the mountain areas here will have normal or above normal snowpack. And so it looks like the water situation is excellent for this upcoming summer.
That's wonderful to hear. One more thing that's just kind of weird that I read about is this airplane that reached 801 miles per hour because of the jet stream that took off from LA.
That's right. Well, what happened was, because we have this cold air moving into the west and onto the upper plains, we had warm air to the south. And that contrast produces a very, very strong jet stream. So what happened was this jet stream set up between Arizona and New York, and some parts of it, especially over around Pittsburgh and around Pennsylvania, was extraordinarily strong. The winds were well over 200 miles per hour in the middle of the jet stream. Clearly, the speed of an airplane with respect to the ground depends on the speed of the plane and the speed of the air around it. Well, the planes go about the same speed, but you had a jet stream that was flowing at over 200 miles per hour in the upper part of the troposphere. We're talking around 30, 35,000 feet. And so when you have 230 miles per hour added on to the airplane speed, you're getting airplane speeds of over 800 miles per hour. And that was occurring all around the Northeast, particularly around Pennsylvania.
And so if I took a flight today, that jet stream is still kind of raging, isn't it? But it's moved. Where would I have to fly to take advantage of this jet stream?
Well, the strongest winds are now located from New England, extending out to the Atlantic Ocean. Extremely strong jet stream with winds getting up to around 200 miles per hour. So if you were going to Europe today, you would get there much more quickly than normal.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.